CliffCentral.com.
That's beautiful. It's Usher with Crash on CliffCentral.com. 8 minutes after seven. Often we will make our way across the Atlantic Ocean to speak to our friend. he's definitely a Trump supporter, from what I've gathered. Yeah. Is Warren Holstein on the line, Flex?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go to Warren. I'm very excited to talk to him. Hey, Warren, how are you today, sir?
Yeah, real funny Trump supporter, huh?
Yeah, you're a Trump supporter. I've been following you on Twitter, and you seem to be very supportive of him.
Yeah, of his demise.
How do you feel about Melania being in the front page of the New York Times naked?
I knew that was going to be the first thing you talked about, by the way.
Yeah, that's how you see how we're starting to gel?
What'd you say?
You see how we're starting to gel? I can read your mind and you can read mine.
I think that Trump leaked those nude Melania pics to try to change the news cycle. But I think we'd rather gaze upon his naked ignorance.
All right, so where are we at the moment, Warren?
Well, you know, the DNC ended, and she has a little bit of a bump, but it's whether or not people get to the polls. And how do you get Americans to exercise their right to vote when you can't even get them to fucking exercise?
You know, John Cleese, who's a British comedian who lives in America, he said
something. I know who John Cleese is.
I'm just checking. You know, fucking Americans are so hostile at the moment. And he said it, right? He said it better than me. He said, you got two candidates here that are both clearly crooked and revolting, but one of them is a little bit more sane and coherent than the other.
I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration. I mean, I think the scariest part now is you have these people that supported Bernie that are so idealistic now that they're going to vote for a minor third party candidate that can lose the entire thing. And I said I've made a lot of dumb mistakes in my 20s, but none of them have led to a fascist dictator becoming triumphant and destroying democracy.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, Warren, don't hold
I mean,
back.
Look, I voted for Bernie, and I was
what,
a
are you
training
a su- are you a super
for
delegate?
Ralph Nader.
What's the story here? Are you a super delegate? Are you a delegate of any kind? I mean, you voted.
No, I mean, I'm voting for Hillary, and but in the primaries, I voted for Bernie. Okay. I was a training director for Ralph Nader when I was college. But I'm voting for Hillary. And people say, why? Hitler killed 6 million Jews, and I'm not a fucking idiot.
Okay, but I mean, this comparison, let's be serious for 1 second, because you are a funny guy, but this comparison between Trump and Hitler, I mean, Hitler was a fucking maniac, and Trump...
Yeah, well, give Trump some time.
You're saying it's just an effective time, and he will be setting up concentration camps.
I think that, well, he's already talking about...
A wall and chasing out
immigrants. Discriminating against Muslims,
right.
and also monitoring the Muslims that we have in America, and closing down the mosques. I mean, and I think he's a sociopathic narcissist, and the more power he gets, if he thinks people slight him, I mean, he just, you know, the latest controversy here is... a Muslim patriot came out during the DNC. The parents of a Muslim who defended America was a Muslim soldier who saved other soldiers by throwing himself in front of a suicide bomber. Mm-hmm. And these parents came and what the father held out a pocket constitution and asked what Donald Trump sacrificed for his country, and Donald Trump was smashing this guy. Like, no one else in American politics would ever say anything. It's parents grieving over a son who died for their country. Meanwhile, Donald Trump deferred. He got himself deferred from military service 4 times.
Yeah.
You can't dishonor a soldier after pretending to have bone spurs in your little footsies to get out of fighting, you fucking pussy.
Not only that, but he is, if there's ever anyone in the whole world that's personified privilege, it's this guy, right? I mean, he got money from his dad. He's never really had to do anything to prove himself. He's got these spoiled children who he drags out onto stage. Someone said to me the other day, if Obama had to bring his 5 children from 3 different women onto the stage during the Democratic National Convention when he was elected president, people would have said the most disgusting things about him.
100%. 100%. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then Khazar Khan, this Muslim military officer, he said, "What have you sacrificed for the country?" And then he got on the news and he's like, "I've sacrificed. You know, one time I flew first class when my private jet was in the shop." I mean, what the fuck does he? He hasn't sacrificed anything.
He has no idea of how most people live. He lives in this rarefied existence where...
He just posted a picture of himself with Kentucky Fried Chicken, like eating Kentucky Fried Chicken with a knife and fork on a private jet.
Right, and somebody listens to us sent me that picture and said underneath, "Donald Trump eats KFC with a knife and fork because he can't use his tiny little hands."
He had a Wall Street Journal underneath to make it look like... But he was like just using it to sop up the grease.
Right. What a horrible
Which is like view. A great metaphor for the country.
Right. But Warren, if he becomes president, because it could happen, how are you going to deal with this? I mean, are you going to be like Barbara Streisand and say that you're moving to Canada, or are you just going to suck it up?
I don't have Barbara Streisand money. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, if you watch him in the Republican convention, he painted this really dystopian reality.
It was depressing.
For America.
He basically said, "We're all going to die. Terrible things are coming. The world is fucked. And I'm the only guy who could save you."
Yeah, and the reality is America isn't Gotham. He isn't Batman. He's a third-rate Joker directed by Joel Schumacher.
Wow. But what are you going to do? I mean, you just gonna...
I mean, I don't know what this is what's really scary, because you're I don't know if it comes across, but I mean, this is someone who just openly invited Russia to infiltrate our government to leak more. He's been encouraging, egging Putin on to crack more Hillary, leak more Hillary things into. I mean, who does that? Who invites a foreign government to infiltrate our government? I mean, a lot of people say that Donald Trump is the heir to Joseph McCarthy, but even he didn't take his orders from Russia. I feel like he's rooting for a different ending on the Americans, you know?
Yeah, no, that's an interesting point of view, and not even necessarily something controversial. Like, some people just don't seem to be bothered by this, that a president...
No, I disagree. It's massive in our country. I mean, outside of the his henchmen and people, they're Trump fanatics. I mean, he's trying to play it off. He tried to say I was just being sarcastic. I mean, claiming horrendous things I said were just meant to be sarcastic doesn't even work with my wife, all right? It shouldn't work with the fucking country.
Right.
You know, then he said it's a joke. He's just joking. Like, what are the jokes he's going to have? Obey me or else? White power? Detonating nukes will be fun. I want to bang Ivanka, praise Satan. What other jokes does this guy have?
All right, what else do we got? What do you want to get off your chest? You're on a roll.
The other big thing was, do you guys follow Bill O'Reilly out there?
Bill O'Reilly is a Fox News anchor, a right-wing nutcase. I mean, it's fair to say that, right? I don't think I'm being.
Yeah, I would say. I mean, certainly, yes. He's a nutcase.
He's a
Michelle
grumpy...
Obama brought up how the White House was built by slaves.
Yeah,
and Bill O'Reilly first he wanted to let everyone know that the slaves were very well taken care of and well fed, and then he wanted us to know that slaves didn't build the White House and that white people had a hand in it too. Yeah, they had a hand in it. It was holding a whip.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm pretty sure that Bill O'Reilly would also claim white people helped picking cotton on plantations by providing firm management.
Yeah, it's really it's.
He
it's
probably
basically...
thinks the Jews should take some responsibility for Auschwitz since they helped build it, and that they were also given free fucking lodging.
It's ridiculous, right?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like you could imagine in World War II someone going, "Yeah, but some of the concentration camps weren't that bad." Can you imagine?
Yeah. He was providing a new diet.
Yeah. Nothing too offensive here. Nothing to look at here. Move on.
And the big thing that people are talking about here are the leaked emails saying where people in the DNC were saying, bad things about Bernie. I think it's adorable. It's all these young kids. I think it's like adorable that millennials are shocked that political parties fight dirty sometimes and that they could actually do something to change it. I mean, give me a break. If you think the DNC was hostile towards Bernie, just wait until Trump's brown shirts round him up and shoot him in the fucking head.
Right. poor Bernie. By the way, Bernie, I mean, you said you voted for him in the primaries. But Bernie is, he's been pushed out in the most, I don't think it's been a very nice thing. I mean, I saw him kind of stand up at the DNC and say, I back Hillary. Hillary will be a great president. Oh, we should support her. But the poor guy is, he's been pushed the hell out of there. We know that there were all those emails.
Well, when you saw him sitting there during Hillary's speech, it looked like he swallowed the other 99%. He did not look happy.
Yeah, it was
but
rough.
No, you know what? I think he's Bernie's a pragmatist. He's been working 25 years for social change, and this is how it works. How do you get the party pushed to the left?
Right.
I mean, he took it as far as he can. She's co-opted most of his platform, right. And then you know, then you have to get elected in the general, and that was never going to happen with him. Mm. And he understands that, and I think. Elizabeth Warren understands that, but then you have these Bernie bro supporters that were booing him and Elizabeth Warren, and like, who the fuck are Bernie and Elizabeth Warren to tell progressives to vote Hillary? Right. Oh yeah, that's right. They're the heart and soul of the movement. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not idiots, you know. I saw no joke. I was watching on the DNC a female Bernie supporter, which, by the way, she had a tattoo of Bernie on her fucking arm.
That's disturbing.
Which is brilliant. Maybe you should wait till out of the primaries before you tattoo your candidates. And she was whining. She was so furious that they made him go last.
Yeah.
he spoke last, like he was the headliner, and she was like, and they made us wait all night. They made him go last, like they made Obama go last, and like they made Hillary go last the next two fucking nights. Like, with an IQ like that, how is she not supporting Trump?
Exactly. And I'm so glad you could show how this kind of hypocrisy is all over the place on both sides of the argument. It's ridiculous. But anyway, look, if they're Bernie supporters who want to vote for Trump, you think they deserve to be told right now that they're morons?
I think they're morons. I mean, you know, there's a third candidate we have here called Jill Stein, and she's maybe going to get 3%. And look, she has a lot of great platforms, but Trump is a fascist demagogue. And if your house is on fire, you shouldn't be worried about watering the plants.
Right. Thank you very much. All right. So we got time for this morning. Warren Holstein at Warren Holstein on Twitter. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, Gareth.
We'll be in contact. Thanks, man. There we go. Warren Holstein, live out of New York City. What do you want to address, Mubs? You look like you've got some things on your mind this morning.
No, not necessarily. You know, every now and again, I stumble on, or I just click on a hashtag because it seems either a little bit weird or it's curious, or maybe it's just funny. And so this morning I have clicked on the unlikely strip club names hashtag.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I was thinking just before the elections, people might be talking about the elections, but there's me being proved wrong again. They're talking about strip clubs. You can always rely on social media to throw out the most important thing of the day and put something really dumb in its place. I love this world.
Oh, gosh.
Ben, you sent a picture on our group yesterday, a very disturbing picture of a man with a contraption that he'd built on an elephant.
It was a massive machine gun.
Yeah. But he was riding the elephant with the machine gun mounted on the elephant.
He was using the machine gun, the elephant as a tank, essentially. And he'd mounted this huge, like, anti-aircraft rifle on the back of it.
And you basically said humans are shit.
Humans are the absolute worst.
Could you just explain, how did you even come across this picture? Were you just Googling
what
people do with elephants?
You just find stuff on Instagram.
It's unreal.
All the pictures that I find, I send you guys, just from other people I follow.
Okay.
I'm not Googling strange things.
No. Just checking, because I looked at that and I thought, wow, the world really is, we're in a dangerous place. If that's what people are doing with their spare time.
It was back in 1918, so
sure, okay.
Humans have been shit from
ever. All right. I've got some things I want to talk to you about this morning, but let's go to the messages. Kharit says, I actually think Trump has a very good reason to discriminate against Islam. I think we all do. Monwa says the dollar is still below 14 rand. Is this the work of ANC campaigning? Monwa. Kala says the situation in our economy is not the fault of the petrol manufacturers. So therefore the strike is misdirected. The people who are unhappy with the position they're in terms of our economy, should go to the voting stations tomorrow and express their anger there. You know what? Kala makes such an interesting point because it's something we forget. You only get the chance to voice your opinion about how you feel about where the country's at and how it could be doing better once every couple of years. This is a municipal election. It should be about service delivery. Justice Malala wrote a great piece yesterday. I read it to Mabali. And we were both going, the whole time.
Now, well, I mean, he basically took apart all three of the big political parties in terms of their campaigning strategies.
Right. And I think I tweeted the article out yesterday, so it's worth having a look at if you haven't already seen it. But he basically says, okay, first of all, the ANC, talking about ancestors is just like your last stop before you become totally irrelevant. And threatening like old people with, if you don't vote ANC, your ancestors will come and haunt you or abandon you or whatever it might be. Terrible thing to say, especially to superstitious, credulous people, which is how they view most of their voters, clearly. They're letting us in on how they see us. And when the president talks like that, when he talks down to us like that, that's what he's really trying to tell you. Is, okay, morons, gather around. I got a story for you to frighten you into doing what I want you to do. That was his first point. Then he goes in at the DA and he says, listen, this stupid DA have got to stop trying to be ANC light. What is their obsession with trying to out-ANC the ANC? And he explains it like this. He says, why are they obsessed with owning Madiba's legacy? Why don't they build their own? The best story they've got is the Western Cape. Tell people about that. Why are you trying to grab Mandela's legacy and make it your own? Helen Suzman photographs. What are you trying to do? Dad, we don't care where you come from. The DA is only a couple of years old. The ANC is 100 years old. You can't copy and paste that kind of history into your own. It's not going to work. And black people who vote for the DA are voting for the DA because they want better service delivery. They don't care that Helen Suzman and Madiba were in a photograph together once. Right?
No, not anymore.
Right.
Not today.
And then he attacks the EFF. And he says, these guys with their Mugabenomics are a bunch of losers. They don't know what they're talking about. Julius is trying to get more money for social grants and old age pensions out of nowhere. He doesn't understand the balance sheet at all. Their policy with land is disastrous. And the EFF are a totally untried, untested party in terms of governing a municipality. So according to Justice, ignore the campaigns and use your brains. Do not fall for this, which is precisely what I was talking about over the weekend when I tweeted that the politicians will tell you anything they can to get you to think about them in a positive way. And you could see it playing out. But Justice says he's really unimpressed by this uninspiring, tired, stale election. He can't wait for it to be over. All those who agree, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Right. Say it a million times if you have to. But there he is, our own Justice Malala. I like to claim him because he is the best political analyst in the country. And he will be joining us on Thursday, the day after the elections, for a post-election summary and summation. And we will talk about this article, among other things.
And we'll also see whether any of those coalitions he's been telling us about are about to take effect.
Yeah, I think it might be a little early on Thursday morning to actually look at the results. But who knows? Some of them may be in already. You know, they're getting faster and faster at counting up these votes because we can use machines to do a lot of it. It's great. If you want to message us, you can do that by sending us a message to the screen on WeChat. You can tweet us directly from the Cliff Central app. And if you want to call us, you can call us on 0861-555-189. Right, Flex? You need things to do.
Yes. Remember, this phone's name's Drake, so make that hotline bling.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, hotline bling. There, give Flax a call. 0861-555-189. Tell us what you're up to. Ben.
Gareth, an elderly woman has died.
That's not a surprise, Ben. Did you pull that out of the obituaries from the newspaper this morning?
Damn it, yeah. No.
Or were you watching the Golden Girls and you noticed that the whole cast has just been whittled down to one old woman?
No, in South Carolina, a woman went missing from a nursing home, right?
Oh?
She's 90, so the chances of her hijacking a car and sort of going cross country are quite slim.
Yeah.
So they eventually found her, and she was dead in a pond. Oh. So what had happened is that she'd been attacked by an alligator because she was riddled with bites and her body was all mangled. Wow. What makes it kind of more interesting, this story, because obviously it's tragic, and alligators do eat people. I mean, ate a child at Disneyland the other day. But this woman was in her nursing home. Mm-hmm. Again, she didn't jump fences. She didn't go off to some strange alligator farm. She was in the nursing home, in the garden. She slipped down a hill, in a pond. And obviously, she's 90, so it's not like she's going to run away.
No, 90-year-old falling down a hill is normally bad news. It's normally tickets.
She landed in a pond without having to cross any fences. The pond had an alligator in it. So I've got to ask the question, what kind of a nursing home is this?
Yeah, I think they want to kill the people in it. That's what I'm thinking.
What do they call this? Grizzly Teeth Nursing Home.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good place to be.
Pathway to Heaven Nursery Home. Just fall down that hill. Yeah.
I think they're advertising to the children like this. They go, send your grandparents here. You won't even have to pay more than 2 months' rent.
And like the mascot's like a smiley gator, because that's what's going to eat you.
Yeah, I don't know that old age homes should be built over ponds filled with alligators.
Yeah,
exactly. It's not a good idea.
No, and it's not like there are just ponds everywhere with alligators in them.
Can you imagine the fear around the rest of them while they're playing bridge? It's like, well, Cynthia fell down the hill. Yeah, but I like that hill.
Uh-oh, don't go there anymore.
Anyway, naturally, the gator has been pulled from the pond and is now going to be a pair of shoes.
Yeah, a pair of shoes or a handbag.
Yeah.
Or a belt. Maybe, all three.
Yeah.
Flex discovered, to his horror, over the weekend that people farm crocodiles. And that they use their skin to make various things, which he knew, but he didn't know that they were farming and killing these poor animals. And now he almost feels bad about it.
Like, I still feel it's inhumane, but then I have to keep reminding myself, like, what happens if these crocodiles were cattle? They do the same thing. They breed them, they kill them, we eat them. Some people do that with crocodiles.
I don't know if I'd eat that crocodile, because you'd also be eating a granny.
Yeah.
I think if you could avoid that crocodile, that would be a good move. Betty White's best friend from the nursing home has been eaten whole. And I mean, an old lady like that, very brittle bones, it's, you know, basically she's powder. That alligator couldn't have had too much meat to eat on. In any case, a 90-something-year-old woman, I mean, that must taste horrific.
It's a bit like a garage sandwich, but like late. It was egg mayonnaise, but now it's fraying, but the mayo's gone yellow. Alligator's like, oh, fuck.
So,
all that leather.
So the guy that gave me my crocodile tour over the weekend also explained how you survive a crocodile attack.
What?
But I don't know if he was talking bullshit or not.
No, go on, enlighten us. This sounds interesting. So everybody listen, you didn't know you were going to learn this today, but if you're ever attacked by a crocodile, Flax is about to help you figure it out. Go for it, Flax. Okay,
so he said when a crocodile comes close to you and wants to attack you, it will go underwater, like a meter before you, because that's where it gets its energy and it's pushed to like jump at you.
Okay.
So as it goes underwater, he says you should move backwards, and as it launches up to grab you, you hit it in its belly. But I still think he was talking shit.
I think by the time you can reach out and hit its belly, that means its head, its mouth is already around your head.
Yeah, it's too late.
Yeah, you're finished.
But at least you know whether it's going to attack you or not if it goes underwater.
Oh, God. Wow.
That's why when crocodiles get scared, they quickly run to the water, because that's where they have the advantage. And that's where they can use their tail for power and stuff like that.
Wow.
You know, they're very strong beasts, crocodiles. There are very small chances that you will survive when a crocodile launches at you. Very slim chances.
Yeah. Would you rather be attacked by a crocodile or a shark?
A shark.
I think a shark's much quicker. And also, I don't know.
Also, don't...
I would rather not be eaten by anything. To be perfectly honest, being eaten has got to be the most humiliating way to die. You're just food. You're meat.
Yeah, well, that's what we are, Gareth. We're just meat at the end of the day.
Ugh.
Also, don't crocodiles drag you underwater prey under the water and drown the prey?
Yeah,
and then after drowning them, then they start eating.
So because crocodiles don't have tongues, they got to break down their meat. So they'll drag you underwater, then they'll start spinning to tear off the pieces of meat.
Yes, yes.
And then they'll swallow you whole.
So you see, I'm going to go with the shark.
Yeah, I'm also going to go with the shark.
I think I'll take the shark as well. I hope my head goes first.
Crocodile or anaconda?
That's a tough one, because the anaconda is going to suffocate you, right?
Is it a constrictor?
Yeah, but it's also got that big mouth, because didn't it eat J-Lo as well in that movie?
Well, if it can eat J-Lo with Yeah, it could probably eat me if it can eat J-Lo. I'm a little bit bigger than J-Lo, I think. Yeah, I don't want to be eaten by an anaconda. I think I'll go with the croc in that case. Mubs, what do you choose? Or would you like to be chased down by a lion? You're running for your life and the lion comes up behind you. Takes you down.
I think I'm gonna go with the lion on that. I've heard that if a lion can kill you with just a knock of its paw, I mean that's how strong these cats are. Jeez. He just knocks you over with his paw, and that blow alone could kill you. So if it was gonna happen that way, I'm gonna go with that.
I'd take my chances with the lion. You know, meows does not get along well. It'd just be that the lion takes pity on me.
Yeah, I think I'd also, just for consistency, I'd rather be eaten by a mammal than by a reptile.
Yeah.
I don't want reptiles to benefit from me. A mammal, you kind of feel like it's more circle of life stuff. Who's on the line, Flax? Sean. Okay, let's go to Sean. Do you want to talk to Sean?
Yes, yes.
No, well, you were so enthusiastic.
Sorry, I was just thinking about
the lion. Hey, Sean, what's up, dude?
How's it, guys? So the first role that a crocodile does when it bites you is basically to paralyze you and tear off a piece of limb. Then what they do is they've got old tunnels under the water, and they'll go and put you in one of these tunnels for you to rot for them to eat easier. So if you keep perfectly still and let this crocodile tear off your arm, let it take you to its hole, and it's going to swim away, and then you can get out. And
You haven't got an arm. How are you going to get out?
With whatever is left. And if that doesn't work, keep still anyway, so it's over quicker.
But where is this hole? Because how long can I really be expected to hold my breath in that moment?
Well, a normal human could possibly like keep your breath for about 40, 50 seconds. With adrenaline, maybe I would say about a minute 20. And... Once you're in the hole, the cock will go out, and you can just, whatever is left, swim out or get out.
Oh, that's because horrendous.
The hole is actually on the banks of the river. So you just have to get out of the hole. You're already going to be on the edge of the river. So it makes it a bit easier.
Oh, that's nasty. Anyway, oh.
There's my 2 cents.
Thank you, man. Thanks. What a depressing thought. Can you imagine?
Yes, I can.
Isn't it terrifying?
Yes, it is.
Suddenly you realize your place in the ecosystem. Because if we didn't have opposable thumbs, and we didn't have a frontal lobe that's a little bit bigger than other mammals, you know we'd never stand a chance against some of these apex predators, right?
Mm-mm.
And if you look back in history and you see some of the creatures that were roaming the earth at the time that humans started arriving, in terms of our evolution... There were some scary, like a bear. There's a bear in North America. This bear it had like really long legs. It was like a bear crossed with a lemur, but it had big teeth. I'll try and find the name of this thing. And there were saber-toothed tigers.
Oh.
Yeah, there was that.
And they're not cute like in that movie Ice Age.
No.
These things would have, I mean, they'll devour you in seconds. It's not pretty. Please believe me.
And there was that megalodon.
Megalodon. Oh, my God. Thing. Explain what that looks like, Ben.
Well, that was the massive shark, wasn't it?
Just explain to people what it looks like.
Well, it was like a great white shark, but like the Khloe Kardashian version of it.
How big was this thing, though?
Well, fucking big.
Did you not hear my analogy?
Very scary. What else were there? There were... Obviously, mammoths and things, but they don't eat you. But they'll stomp you down.
Okay, I've got actually a list of seven extinct before men came along.
Apex predators.
There was the Meganeura, a giant dragonfly. This thing was longer than your arm, okay? A dragonfly. There was a giant sea scorpion.
Oh, no.
This thing, it was...
Oh, no.
It was 10 foot long, a giant sea scorpion. A scorpion is like 3 inches and it makes you shit your pants. 10 foot.
A 10 foot scorpion? Do you know how scary? Like, they don't even make that in sci-fi movies.
There was the Argentavis Magnificens.
What?
Argentavis? Argentavis Magnificens.
I hope I never even see? I don't even want to know. How does that? Is it a mammal? Is it a? What is it?
It is a bird. But like,
oh my god!
If the bird had
so this thing can fly.
Jeepers, this thing was crazy. The Argentavis magnificens, right? If it stood next to us, it would be twice our height. If it flapped its wings out, it would be 20 men across. Argentavis magnificens.
So you could ride it like Khaleesi rides her dragons.
Pretty much. Then there was the giant bear Gareth was talking about, the Arctodus simus. And yes, this thing had like long arms and legs. Twice the height of a fully grown man.
It's fucking terrifying.
Wow, this thing is incredible. Arctodus simus. Wow. Yeah, we would not have lost it very long.
How did we make it to this? I mean, how could we become the most successful species when things like this were roaming
here? We hid in caves for like 3,000 years.
We hid away like scared little girls. And thank God we did. It's always a good idea to hide away in a cave rather than take on something like this. Can you imagine trying to fight with any of these animals? You would come off second best within seconds. Oh my God, what a horrifying thought.
Am I correct? Aren't hardy dars the last known, like, living dinosaur on this earth or something like that? I know there are some dinosaurs.
Flax, I would love to spend a day just taking in the information that you do arbitrarily and filing it somewhere. You're not 100% wrong, but not hardy dars especially. All birds are supposedly descendants of a certain branch of the dinosaur family tree. Like, there is... there is absolutely some T-Rex in a pigeon. obviously, evolution did not favor them in the way that it favored us. Like, we got better and stronger and bigger and more clever. Dinosaurs went the opposite way.
Well, you know that noise they make?
Yes.
That's the noise we would make when an Argentavis magnificens. If this thing took a shit... It would cover a bus.
If this thing shat on your car, you'd never get out.
No, that's it's gone. Your new paint job would be Arctodus magnificens brown. Oh, that would be your...
Oh, unbelievable. Jeez.
A wing area of 75.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. That is frightening.
Holla, Akbar, death to America.
Yes, exactly. There's no way you'd get out of that alive. Malusi's on the line. You want to talk to Malusi?
Sure.
All right. Hey, Malusi, what's up?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, man. What's happening?
Speaking of animals, I actually started watching Zoo this past weekend.
Zoo?
Oh, Zoo. Isn't that's that show about animals who've had enough of humans and they take us out, right?
Yeah. Please don't watch it. It's the scariest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Besides the bad acting from the humans, there's the animals to look forward to that actually turn against us. And you guys have been going on about what's happening in the news in the world with the animals attacking humans. Mm-hmm. And it's quite freaking scary. And they're actually so well coordinated, and the intelligence that's behind it. It's freaking scary. Yeah. So now that you guys have started all over again with mm-hmm. the animals and the humans, it just reminded me of that. I did stop at the episode where the reptiles start emerging.
No.
Yeah, there wasn't a scene with the snake.
No.
And yeah, so that was me departing from the show. But yeah, it's actually quite freaking scary and interesting.
Hey, Malusi, you ready for election day tomorrow?
Yes, I am. I think.
You don't sound very excited.
One of my friends actually was saying that this is of elimination at this point. So yeah. It's not like there's anything exciting to actually make you decide.
Yeah.
there.
Well, good luck to you. I hope you get a free coffee. Flax is saying that you can go to Wimpy for free coffee after you've voted if you've got a...
don't eat Wimpy.
Yeah, well, go for the coffee, dude. Something free. when the economy's not growing, you grab a free thing, whatever it is. Now I understand why people want a free T-shirt at a rally, because they know that they're not going to be able to get a T-shirt for the rest of the year.
Yeah, especially if it's black or yellow or blue. I mean, seriously.
Well, right. There we go. So thanks, man.
Cool. Cheers, guys.
All right, dude. Bye-bye. There we go. There's my Lucy.
Got to give that show Zoo a try.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Sounds great.
Sounds exactly like what we want to hear. Where the animals win. All right, a few messages that are coming in. Graham has sent a picture of Khloe Kardashian for Ben, because he explained that that one monster was the Khloe Kardashian of animals. And she is, you know, who was it? Kat showed me a Sims video of the Kardashians. Did you see this?
Yes.
They're basically in the Sims game. They've made Kardashian characters. And they sit and talk to each other. Can I play it for you? It's kind of... It's a bit lame, but I do think it'll make some people laugh, because these Kardashians, we talk about them so much, even though we can't help it. And we don't love them, but they seem to be like the pop culture starting point.
Absolutely.
For a lot of people. So I'm going to play this video for you, and they basically simulate what would happen if those three girls ended up sitting together at a restaurant. So they've got the voices exactly right, but imagine that these are Sims characters. Right? You ready? Listen to this. And they show these three, and they're in a restaurant.
So me, Chloe, and Courtney have decided to... Wait, did I just say Courtney?
Yeah, you said your name.
Let me start over.
Oh, God.
So me, Chloe, and Kim decided to have some lunch at the hot spot in Los Angeles.
I'm starving.
Oh my god, me too.
Oh my
god.
By the way, that manly sounding one is Chloe.
Yes, of course.
I'm starving.
They had to make her a man, of course.
Right, and so this is Kim and Courtney and... with Kim, Courtney and Chloe, right. Okay, and they're sitting there. But they've made them look really stupid, because they look a lot like the real people. Flax, you've seen this, right?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, listen to the voices. They managed to get that boring, like, dumb... L.A. sound exactly right for all three.
God, did you guys hear what Mom said to us on the way out?
Oh my God, yes, what a bitch.
What did she say?
When we said bye, she said, I hope you guys have a great time.
Shut up.
Yeah, I know. Who says that? Like, can you be any more rude?
She could have just said good time instead of great.
What drinks are you both gonna order?
I don't know, I've never been here.
I've been here like 1,000 times. You should get the orange soda, it's amazing.
Okay.
What would you ladies like to drink?
Orange soda, please.
I'll have the strawberry soda.
Me too. Strawberry soda.
I am so shocked and betrayed right now. Courtney and Chloe have completely thrown me under the bus. I can't believe you guys did that.
Did what?
You didn't order the orange soda.
We changed our minds, Kim.
You said you were getting orange soda.
Strawberry is better.
Whatever, f*** you guys.
Kim, seriously?
Don't be stupid. This is stupid. Why are you being stupid?
This is typical of Kim. She always makes a big deal out of soda.
She's such a crybaby.
Should we check on her?
No, if we do, I'll start laughing. Kim.
Anyway, it goes on. It's very funny. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. And I suppose that's what really happens on the show, because I haven't ever watched it. So I imagine that's the kind of thing that goes on, right?
Well, I mean, you have to remember with this family, they don't live in the real world like the rest of us. They absolutely have no concept of reality and of life problems. They don't need to.
So weird.
So that's why you end up with this vacuous content.
Hey, Flax, why don't you bring Priska Hlatswayo in here, because I want to speak to her, sales manager of the Mercure Hotel in Midrand. Now, you know, whenever we have a new client, we introduce them to everybody who listens to us. We invite them into the community, and this morning is no different. I want to get Priska Hlatswayo in here. She's going to talk to us about the Mercure group of hotels quickly. Tell us about where they're located, what market they're into, and how they can be reached so that you can book your next holiday or you've got a business trip. These are the guys to talk to. You know, like, we've introduced you to a whole lot of things. The Entertainer app and Nando's and all kinds of exciting things. So we're going to introduce you to the Mercure Hotel Group. Hey, how are you, Priska?
I'm good.
Very good. Sit down, grab a seat, take a load off, relax. Take it easy. Can we get you anything to drink? Are you all right? Have they been looking after you? Thank you. All right, grab that microphone for me. Your first time? No, you can say it. Say it on radio. Oh. It's much more exciting than you do. What's that? You said it's your first time? I'll be gentle.
Garrett,
is it? Come here. Put those headphones on and talk to me here in the microphone. Don't be afraid of it.
Okay.
Don't worry, you don't even need the headphones. Just talk to me in here. Okay. Yeah, you can hear me, right? So, this is your first time on radio.
Yes.
I promise I will be gentle.
Okay.
All I want to know is for people who listen to us, because we've got this this great community of people who listen to us, are very smart people. They use their phones instead of a stupid FM radio. They know how to use the internet. They have some money in the bank. These are the smart people you want to reach, right? Now, Mercure Hotels, you must have branches all over the country. Tell me.
All over the world.
All over the world. Sorry. All over the world.
Yes.
And for people who want to do a business trip or they want to do a holiday, they should book these hotel rooms through you.
Yes.
How can they do that?
Okay. Accor Hotels is an international company.
Mm-hmm.
It's an umbrella for 20 brands,
yeah,
with 4,100 hotels.
Wow.
And 570,000 rooms worldwide.
That's a lot of room at the inn. Would we recognize all these brands? Which ones would we know?
Okay, we have hotels from luxury to economy, but then in South Africa, we only have 4 Mercure hotels.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we talk about Accor Hotels, we have your Sofitel.
Oh, right. Are those
your
yours?
Pullman, yes. They fall under Mercure Hotels.
All right.
And then mid-scale, we've got Novotel. We've got Mercure Hotels. And then economy, we've got Ibis Hotels and Ibis Budget and all of that. But then currently in South Africa, we only have 4 Mercure Hotels, which were brought in year 2000. And the 3 hotels are based in Joburg,
mm-hmm.
and then 1 hotel is based in Nelspruit, Mpumalanga.
Okay.
So all these hotels that are in Joburg, they're in a good location, convenient for local and international clients.
You're at the one in Midrand, right?
I'm actually looking after the 4 Mercure
4.
Hotels in South Africa, okay. But my office is based in Midrand.
All right.
These hotels are also next to the shopping centers, which makes it easy access to greater Johannesburg major highways and key business destinations.
Mm-hmm.
And our main market is local and international corporate, including local and international tourists.
All right.
And for just local leisure.
Now, is there a website we can go to if we need to make these bookings?
Yes, definitely. We've got www.accorhotels.com or www.mercurehotels.com.
All right. Well, thank you for letting us in on what you guys are up to. Do we get nice breakfasts there?
Yes, definitely. We do serve breakfast in all our hotels.
Nice rooms.
Very nice rooms.
All right.
So for those who wants to come and experience the good service at Mercure, they can find us on a social network. We are on Facebook.
Okay, good.
They can comment, like our page there. And also what makes us different from the other brands,
mm-hmm.
is not only our international footprint, but also our loyalty program, because we've got a loyalty program called Le Club Accor Hotels.
So the more you go, the more rewards you get.
Definitely, okay. Because we've got 18,000 new members that are enrolled daily in all Accor Hotels.
Hmm.
And what is nice about this loyalty program is that members earn generous points on business stays, but mm-hmm. they can use those points on their leisure stays.
Oh, so in other words, if you do 10 business trips in a year, you can get like a couple of really good holidays out
for
your family.
Yes, because you'll get the points that you can actually redeem and pay with those vouchers on your leisure
like
stay.
That.
So that's why we encourage our clients all the time to just go on our website, mercure.com or accorhotels.com for best rates and best offers. Because if you are a Le Club member,
mm-hmm.
this is where you actually earn good points with the stay with us.
See, that wasn't so hard, you see? Your first time on radio wasn't so difficult, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No. There we go. And you filled us all in all the info we need.
Yeah.
All right. So relax. Come and chill. Have a decent coffee outside. Peshitta will look after you. She's really good at that.
Thank you.
All right. Nice to meet you, Priska.
Nice to meet you.
That's Priska Tlachwayo. She's from the Mercure Hotel Group, and you can find out more by going to their website. Sounds pretty good. Flax, huh?
Yes. Can I tell you something I figured out the other day?
Yes.
So I've always wondered, you know, in the bed you have that sheet. It's like that thin, thin sheet just under the duvet. And I always thought, like, why do they have the sheet here? Like, I like it, but it's really a waste. Like, it's not going to keep you warm. It's not going to do nothing for you. And then it hit me.
Yeah.
They have the sheet there because, obviously, they don't wash the duvet hotels. So that sheet keeps you from touching the duvet directly.
No, they do wash the duvet. Of course they wash the duvet.
They don't wash it after every...
Yes, they do.
There's no way.
Yes, they do. Of course they do.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that throws my thing out the window.
If you stay at a smart hotel, they're not going to make you sleep in a bed that someone was, that someone sweated all over last night.
No, they wash the sheet, but they wash the actual down
duvet. They don't wash the actual, what you fart in. They don't wash that.
Yeah, that's what Michael's point is, the actual
Listen,
duvet.
I have been to a lot of hotels. I've never got into the bed and thought, I don't know if this is clean.
I'm about 90% sure they don't wash the actual feather down duvet.
Well,
of course they don't, because he's got a machine that's going to, they wash one of those things. It's going to take forever.
You know,
and
most
dry to take forever as well.
But that's why you put a duvet cover on.
Don't wash that either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be frank.
See, that's why, and back to my point, they have that sheet there.
All right.
So that you like
maybe you're onto something, I don't know.
Otherwise, anyone else explain why that sheet's there?
Okay, if someone has a better explanation than Flax, then call us. Tell us about it. All right? 0861-555-189. I think he may feel like he's onto something here. All right, listen, still to come, we're going to speak to a very interesting dude who I met a little while ago called Darren Denholm. He's going to teach us how to use our memory or to work our memory better, to retain information better, and to speed read.
I have 0.0 memory. I never remember.
You're not
anything.
Even sure how you got here this morning.
I don't know who I am. Why am I here? So,
you're in the future.
I'm very interested to hear what he has to say because I have terrible memory.
Right. And coming up, Matthew Barkley. He's the managing director for Meltwater in Johannesburg. They're going to tell us about the different political parties and who is getting the most social media attention. Who's getting the most positive social media attention? Who's getting the most negative stuff? All of that and more on the way. CliffCentral.com. Are you having a good start to your day, Mubs?
Yes, I am.
It is already the 2nd of August, believe it or not. August. And things are happening. Tomorrow is Election Day. A lot of people are excited about that. A lot of people are very nervous about Election Day because the results could mean a lot of things for their different neighborhoods. And maybe you're one of those people who is very excited. You know, they're those people who just love when elections come round. Are you one of those people? Call us. Tell us. 0861-555-189. When we come back, we'll speak to Matthew from Meltwater, and we'll find out all about the research that they've been doing on social media to try and figure out what the hell is really going on in the world, how it all makes sense or doesn't in terms of who's getting the most interest and the most support online. Okay? CliffCentral.com.